How are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
Very well. Senator, what were your thoughts about the speech?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think, the governor laid out, this is the opening salvo. There were not a lot of specifics, and that'll come with the budget presentation on February 17th. But, he cited things like $550 million from the federal government to help build the bridge. And what he didn't say, but was implicit in the comments, was he worked with the Obama administration to get that done. So this is a Republican governor who reached out to a Democratic president and is going to benefit everyone in the state of Michigan. And I think that's exactly the spirit that we need to have here in Lansing now.
Well, we heard great things about the new bridge, about education, about what needs to be done for business and education, if you will. What we didn't hear about, as I just mentioned, was infrastructure, law enforcement, prisons, the budget deficit, possible challenges with union and teacher salaries and benefits,
right.
Pork projects, the earmarks, social services. Should we have heard about those last night?
Well, the state of the state is often the 40,000-foot view, and then when the budget presentation comes out is where you really see where the administration's priorities are. And that is scheduled to happen on February 17th. Including in that will be their tax rewrite on the Michigan business tax. So we'll have a heck of a lot more information at that point. But I think the big picture, he said a lot of things that we can agree with at this juncture and remain cautiously optimistic, like I said.
What was the biggest challenge that you heard last night when you heard the governor talk about this, whatever you're going to say? What made you think, uh-oh?
Well, he talked about a lot of initiatives with regard to health care, the P20, which is prenatal through, the age of 20, helping, kids in their education. And these are things that have big price tags. So the obvious question is, how do we do this, and how do you pay for that? So I think we'll, remain cautious, but, hopeful that these are things that he can really accomplish. I honestly believe that there was a lot that Democrats can agree with in that speech, and his work ahead will have to do more with legislative Republicans than anything.
As we heard the governor talk about the budget, he wants the budget process to be done by May 31st. I was wondering, is that a possibility with the new legislation and with the fact that you have a two-year budget you're going to try and get done?
Well, on the two-year budget, I will say I've got some reservations. We did a two-year budget before with Governor Engler on the education budget in 2001, 2, and 3. And I will tell you that it endured 7 supplementals, transfer from the Budget Stabilization Fund, which no longer exists, a move up in the summer tax collection, so it was a summer tax increase, and we still cut schools at the end of the day. So, a two-year budget, call it what you want, but I don't know that it ultimately gives anybody security when you've got an economic climate like we have. And rolling items up, I think, is the antithesis of transparency, and that was a big part of his campaign. And so I there are some things that I am concerned about as we move forward, but we'll have to wait and see what he puts on the table.
What do you think about the new bridge proposal?
I've supported the DRIC. I think the science bears it out that it's the right thing to do in terms of trade and in terms of where you build it, physically on the ground. And, you've got to be able to land the bridge. And so I think our Canadian partners have been in great support of the DRIC as well. So it makes a lot of sense to me, and I'm glad the governor made such a bold support for it.
Well, in talking about the commerce that it will create and the opportunities for those in agriculture, it seems like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, well, you would think, but we've got, some very, very well-heeled lobby interests involved here, and I think, we saw Republicans kill the DRIC year after year in recent history, so I think the governor's got his work cut out for him, but I think he'll find a lot of support on our side of the aisle.
The elimination of the Michigan business tax to be replaced with a proposed 6% corporate net income tax, what do you think about that?
Well, the bottom line is right now we have a $1.8 billion shortfall in the budget. And if you go to just the 6% flat tax, you add another $1.5 billion. So It's $3.3 billion out of a $7.7 billion budget. It's cutting half of your budget. And I don't know how you do that without replacing some of the revenue. Because if you cut half the budget, you're going to have to let people out of prison and massively cut to schools. And I think that Michigan would not be a place that any business would want to locate, much less people, if we did that. So I think that there's more to the story. There's another chapter about how they're going to do this. And I'm anxious to see what that is.
Well, there were so many new things talked about. I wondered, how were we going to pay for all those? And as you mentioned, we're probably going to see the details on that when the budget comes out. Do you think that there is enough in earmarks that could really significantly put a hit on that budget deficit?
Oh, without question. You know, we have over $36 billion of tax giveaways on the books that never get scrutinized. And that's why Democrats have proposed we have an annual auditing of all of those tax expenditures. And if they're good and they accomplish the goal, like, you know, not taxing, you know, prescription drugs so that people can get healthy, we should keep them. And if they're bad and they're not accomplishing their goal, we should get rid of them. And I think we would find that we can easily balance the budget if we applied that kind of outcomes-based decision-making to all those tax expenditures, also known as, you know, tax giveaways that are on the books.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We've got one final question for Senate Democratic Leader Gretchen Whitmer. Gretchen, when the shooting in Tucson happened, I thought about a lot of things. I thought about my own kids because I have a 9-year-old, and that 9-year-old was shot and killed. But I also thought about folks who work here in the state, like Debbie Stabenow, like you, who are women. And I wonder, do you ever worry about your safety?
I don't, but I have a lot of friends and constituents who do, who've called after that, you know, that sad incident. And, I don't, but I have been very careful to keep my kids away from the television because that's the last thing I want them to see is that an office holder with and a child were shot. It's awful, and but I personally am not concerned about my safety.
All right, and then one final question for you. What do you hope to get done in the next 30 days?
Well, I hope that we start forward with this budget and that we are all at the table, like the governor said, and he makes good on the words of shared sacrifice and outcomes-based decision-making and moving all of Michigan forward. So
it is mind-boggling how much work there is to be done.
And if we're going to meet that June 1st deadline, we've got a heck of a lot of work ahead of us.
Senator, thanks so much for the opportunity.
Thanks, Tony. You have a good day.